certainly wouldn't give them any indication to anybody that it's pleasing to us at all because of two or three things. One is the Panama Canal. Even though that was in our text, it oughtn't to be. And negotiations, we have consistently told them we're not going to do that. We're not going to say that we are negotiating a new treaty. I see that Raymond this morning plays it in the New York Times that we are giving in and that on the negotiations, and that's the thing that it means a concession to them. And that's going to get all the warlords in our country stirred up after us whenever we agree to that word negotiations. If it read, both governments will designate special ambassadors with sufficient powers to carry out discussions with the objective of reaching a fair and just, reaching a fair international agreement, or however you want to work that, I can't tell. A just and fair international agreement. That's the way you got it worded.
Just and fair international agreement. It used to be fair and just agreement, and they changed it around.
It's fair and just. So I think we could get by with international, although the implication is not a good one. We would oppose it. The three objections I'd raise, Panama Canal, negotiation, and international. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we could give on international. We might even give on Panama Canal. I'm not going to give on negotiations because we're just we're willing to do that after we get down there, but we're not going to have them interpret that as meaning a new treaty.
No.
We're not going to have the prima facie evidence that we're agreeing to a new treaty, even if we just have to keep on with them.
You asked last night to have Mann and Russ come over at lunch. Do you want to hold it up till you have a chance to talk with them?
Yeah, I just want you to know my thinking.
I do know your thinking. I've got it clear.
I think, though, that they'll be putting out these stories, and I don't want to be accepting it. I want the OAS to know, and I want Raymond's sources to know, whoever they are, that we have not accepted it. Now, we've had a B-66 shot down over.
Yes,
what's
we don't
that?
Have any detail on it, except that it appears to have been 20 miles outside the corridor. What its mission was, who was in it, we haven't yet checked out.
And, well, now, should
still
we?
Still damn trigger-happy, those guys.
Yeah, shouldn't we have a pretty strong protest?
Yes, we will have. Have you got anything more on that plane? Further report on the plane, three pilots aboard, all bailed out, definitely identified as a two-engine turbojet, shot down just north of the central corridor at a place called Guard Leg, and report we have is it entered the central corridor, flew southeast for 4 minutes, east about 1 minute, started to zigzag. They eventually went out of the corridor and was shot down about 20 miles inside of East Germany, about 4 or 5 miles north of the corridor. We do not have the identity of the aircraft, tentatively identified as a B-66. That's all we know yet. This all happened.
What is that, a fighter or a bomber or what?
It's a reconnaissance bomber, I think.
B-66 would mean bomber, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Two-engine turbojet bomber. But let me find out more about what
now,
it is.
It looks like we're going to have to get these goddamn old colonels that are learning to fly back home and get
it's
those
a
folks
hell of a place to fly out of bounds, but we don't... Actually, Mr. President, it's too soon to say that. We
how come that they don't ever fly out of bounds?
Well, they're I don't answer. I don't have an answer to that, except probably they move on tighter security than we do.
Maybe we better watch it.
We have watched it like crazy for 3 years, but I must say we've now had two in 2 months, and we just have to jump on it again. I'll find out more about it and be back at you. I don't.
Any other news?
No, those are the first principal items.
Read the Raymond article carefully
I've got it
in
right
front
now.
Of you.
I see the problem, because if they're going to say that the U.S. has made a major concession, then we're in trouble.
You see, Tom may be getting a lot of pressure from these liberals. I've looked over the Matthews, Raymond, Zulak, or Zug background.
Schultz background.
Schultz, and they have more dirt on this country than you are, I am. I really honestly believe that. I think that they have predicted the day before, and they get you in a position where you almost got to take it.
That's right. They get exactly in that box.
I have never seen New York Times or Washington Post want to resist anything yet. They always, well, they do. Panama, they ought to give. Cuba, you overreact. And they just follow the line that to just whatever anybody demands, you give it. And these boys, you know, Matthews is down there now writing about Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they're very dangerous characters, and I don't think that we can allow them
we
to get us boxed in here.
Give away the center ground on
just
this.
Let's don't give away. Let's not have the Nixons and the rest of them saying we're negotiating a treaty.
Right.
I can't ever agree to negotiate. I agree to sit down and discuss, meet them anytime, anywhere, any place, but I'm not going to negotiate a treaty. And I may negotiate one and may not get one vote for it after we see what the merit is. If they come in and prove to me that this is what ought to be done, this is fair and right, and a treaty is required to do it, I'm willing to do it. But I'm not willing to do it even ahead of time, even if we say preconditions. They're interpreting, Raymond interprets at least, and they do.
Someone told him to interpret it.
That's right. That's right.
About it.
And now Tom gets hounded and harassed by these fellas, and we're all inclined to give a little. Tom told me when he first came in, there's two things we could not do. One was to negotiate, and second was a treaty. He said the reason for it is they will say that you committed to write them a new treaty, and when you don't do it, all hell will break loose, and they will have some merit on your side. Now they don't, and you just put off the evil day. Now, he may be retreating from those two words a little bit now after 2-3 months. But if I were him, I'd squeeze their nuts a little more and go closer to the election. It's not hurting us much.
Yeah.
Let O'Maris take over if the communists start moving on him. Just let him take over.
I think if we're going to get the word that is most troublesome to me is this word negotiations has been right along. We did send it in as the text that was agreeable to us. So what we have to do now is to say that people are interpreting this as if we'd agreed to sign a treaty and that interpretation is unacceptable.
Well, and we didn't agree to international. Hang up on international.
That's right. That's
right. Just tell them we don't want international and we don't
like
these others.
We can take international if they could get negotiations out.
And I read that too quickly then. I just
The Panama Canal thing doesn't matter, Mr. President, because you yourself have said the canal is one of the causes of trouble and that we recognize that. I don't think that's too serious.
Yeah, but that connotes and implies pretty well that you have a conflict over the canal and going to have a new treaty. We can give it up. We can give up anything in there except negotiations, but we ought to hang on international, I guess.
Well, we have to hang on international because that's the history of it, and say that if they need international, then we have to get rid of negotiations and fudge it up.
Okay.
I'll have Tom come to lunch and we talk about it some more.
All right, now, right. Get an agenda for lunch.
I will. Anything especially on your mind?
No.
We will have, the Secretary is going to bring you an answer on the Gullion matter, and... we will have the latest reports on Cyprus and on this plane.
Is Cyprus any better today?
No, it's bad. The real hazard, I'm afraid, in a funny way, is that we're caught between a situation in which the Cypriots may get away with murder or the Turks may intervene while this UN force is...
Well, and the British got enough to take care of them there?
British aren't full of fight, Mr. President.
Well, I just... why don't we ask
we
him, say, for God's sakes... Put whatever people there you need and alert them and hold this thing till we can get people there.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we ought to consider talking to them.
I'll get after the people and have something more at lunchtime.
All right.
Right, sir.